come out tonight to learn better how to praise and glorify our God. And we're very thankful to have Tim Stevens with us to lead our thoughts and our voices for these few days to improve our ability to praise our Redeemer. And we're thankful for everyone who's come out. We have quite a few visitors this evening, and really glad that you can be here. I think everybody's sitting maybe in the appropriate section or close to, and we're looking forward to a good session tonight of singing praises and learning how to do so better. Just one to announce to add to our sick list. Brittany Merle is not feeling well tonight. Let's keep her in our prayers. There are meeting announcements in the back on the right as you go out that you want to look at. I'm going to ask Doug Fields to lead us in our first prayer in just a minute. At the close of the service, Bob brought us, who's visiting with us from Market Street, will lead us in our closing prayer. So happy you can be here. Let's enjoy this time together as we worship God and praise His name and try to do better at doing so. Doug.
Pray with me, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this opportunity to be with one another. We're thankful, Father, for the opportunity to lift our voices unto Thee, to sing praises unto Thee, to be mindful of the words that we are singing unto You. We are thankful for rain You're giving to us. We're thankful for all the good things that You allow us to have, Father. We pray that our assembly tonight, the study of these songs and of how to sing the songs better, will help us to praise Thee better. We pray, Father, for those who do lead singing. We're thankful for our visitors that are here. We're thankful for each family that's here. And pray that You will help us to use our talents wisely. We pray, Father, thanking Thee for Thy Son, who makes heaven possible for us, the forgiveness of our sins. We ask, Father, that You will forgive us of any sin that's in our life at this time, that our prayers will not be hindered. We thank You, Father, for the avenue of prayer. We thank You, Father, for what Thy Son has done for us. We thank You, Father, for good Christian friends that we have. Some that we may have just met tonight. Others we've known for many, many years. And we're thankful for that, Father, for the unity that's there. We pray that You will help us in our endeavors to do good on this earth. You'll give us strength where we may teach appropriately Thy word. Help us to rightly divide it. Help us to not be ashamed of it. Help us also not to be ashamed to mention Thy Son. We pray, Father, for those who are sick. We pray for Brittany. We pray for all those that have gone through surgeries. We pray, Father, thanking Thee that we have the ability to heal. We thank You for those You've allowed to heal through their surgeries and are continuing to heal. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those especially who are widowed. Help us to show the love that we are to show. We pray for our country. We're thankful for the freedom to where we can sing. We can study Thy word. And we can preach Thy word and teach it. This time, Father, help us to meditate on what we're singing. Help us to be good students, good listeners, to get the most out of these lessons. We're thankful for Brother Tim being here. We pray that You'll give him the strength that he needs to get through the services. We pray that You'll help us. Give us strength also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we have our basses over here, altos, sopranos, tenors. And we're going to begin with what we did last evening with the basses. Do, mi, so, do. Okay, a little stronger. Do, mi. Okay. A lot of people ask me, why do you do that? You know, I think some people already know, but some don't know. And so we're getting our pitch where we can start together. We can, it's pitched in a way that we can all sing together. We hear all those parts. Doesn't that sound beautiful? And, but it has a really great sound. But now, that's what we were just doing. Do, mi, so, do. The next song we're going to sing, we'll start with the basses over here. And I believe it's going to be in the key of E flat. So do will be on E flat. Do. Altos are going to have the same note. Do. Sopranos will have a mi. Mi. And then the so, do, mi, so, do, mi. See right there? There's the, you can stop now, okay? save yourself because we've got a lot of singing to do tonight, okay? Basses are starting on that note right there. It looks like that. Housetop shape, triangle. And the sopranos are on a mi, the diamond shape. Do, mi, that's where they are. And then the tenors are on a note that's the oval. Do, mi, so. But we get back, no one could get that mi and sol until they hear the do first. That's why it's important that I sound the do. So let's start now. Do, basses, alto, mi, so, so, mi. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ that I'm me. I will have some glory for the cross that I'm me.
Yes, I'll sing.
Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ that I'm me. Sing with me, 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 sing with me.
Be in the key of A flat, which means do will be on this on A flat. Do, let's see who has that basis. Do, sopranos, you have the same note. Do, tenor, B, soprano, do, sol. Here we have the again basses have that do shape. Sopranos do too. Do, and then the tenors have the mi, and then. And then there's a do, so, alto, do, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Who shall I fear?
And he is my strength, the defense of my life.
Who shall I fear? Quick review of what we've worked on the last couple of nights. The time signature, which are the numbers, 4/4, for example, relates to tempo. What else relates to tempo besides the numbers? The song itself. I believe that's probably more important than those numbers there. is understanding the message of what we are singing. I was leading a song in January at a couple of places back in Texas, and I led a song, an old song, the Balm of Gilead. Maybe you all have heard that song. And I led that in one place. Somebody came up to my wife and said, "I don't like that song." And she said, "Why not?" "I don't understand it." Well, I think we need to understand what we're singing. So the next time I led it, I did a little research on it, talked about that before we sang the song, and I had people coming up and say, "You know what? I didn't know what it meant, but I do now." And you're probably right now, you want me to tell you, but I'm not going to, because I don't have time to tell you right now. So go do what I did. Go look it up. No, I got to tell you. Okay. The Balm of Gilead. Balm was a substance, a perfume, ointment used for healing. And it was found and produced in the area of Gilead, which is east of the Jordan River. And so it was understood physically it could be very helpful for healing. But from a spiritual standpoint, the New Testament, for example, the gospel of Christ, it heals. It heals souls that are sick. And that's what really, in a nutshell, what it's about. And maybe we'll sing that tomorrow night, if I remember to put that in. But it's a good old song from the past. But I love the song. I love the melody, the harmony, but I really love the message of the song. That really helps me in leading it. I don't get too worked up over the, when I do, understand me, I'm concerned about the beat patterns and all that, but I like to lead with more emotion because of what the message is in the song. So that's what really helps to determine mostly the tempo. But we have measure bars. I told the boys today over at the school, some of them are just beat up there beating time and they're not paying any attention to the measure bar. I said, "Fellas, you got to get your hand coming down to the right of every measure bar because that's beat one. Beat one is very strong. We want to emphasize that. I mean, for example, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine." I'm overemphasizing it now, but it really helps to keep the tempo moving and not dragging the tempo through. But between one measure bar and the next, it's called a measure. In this case, when you got a four on top, it says there's four beats per measure. And we use a beat pattern, which is a four beat pattern, down, in, out, up. One, two, three, four. Where the soul never dies, for example, I want you to feel the rhythm of this song. To Canaan's land I'm on my... You can go ahead and sing along with me, and I'm going to start counting, and so you feel the rhythm. Four beats. To Canaan's land I'm on my way. Time to go through teaching about note values with whole notes and three-quarter notes and half notes. Here's what I do. What little time we have together, if anything, feel the rhythm. Of any song that we sing, when you look up there at that top number and there's a four on top, think four beats. Two, three, four. That'll be very, very helpful. What about when we have a three on top? Three beats per measure. We use a three-beat pattern. Down, out, up, one. Two, three, one, two, three. Servant song is in three, four times. See the number three on top? You want to feel the rhythm of one, two, three, one, two, three. Make me a servant just like your son, for he was. Thank you. there's a two on top, two beats per measure, and we use a two-beat pattern. Down, up, one, two. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
One,
two,
one.
We had this up there last evening, for example, taking the lyrics and the notes out of the song, God is Love. Here, this is called the grand staff. The songwriter will look at that, and then we'll put the treble staff sign up there for where the sopranos and altos sing and song leaders, and then puts in the bass staff for where the basses and tenors are singing. And each one of these lines is represented by a letter for the musical alphabet. They're not the same in the bass staff clef as they are in the treble. But tenors and basses are singing there. And then here's the key signature to determine the pitch of the song. And then puts in the time signature that relates to tempo on both of those staffs, treble and bass. Then puts in the notes. Here are the notes for the soprano. If you want to try to do this with me, let's just do the singing names. Do, re, mi, the do, the solfege. Do, do, mi, fa, sol, sol, la, ti, do. That's the melody line. Do, mi, fa, sol, sol, la, ti, do. Words, come, let us all unite to sing. Put in the alto, do. Send the same note as sopranos there. Stem going up for soprano, stem coming down, telling that the altos need to sing the same note. Do, do, re, mi, mi, fa, fa, mi. Do, do, re, mi, fa, fa. Words, come, let us all unite to sing. Put in the tenor notes. Do, tell me to your starting note. You'll get it because you know where do is. There you go, do, mi. Mi, so, so, do, so, so, words, come, let us all you. The basses have a bunch of do-dos, okay? If they don't get this, they should be called a do-do. Go get it. Do, there's your starting note. Do, 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 fa, re, do. Again, do, 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 do. Fa, re, words, come, let us all unite to sing. Now what we're going to do, we're going to start with sopranos. You're going to sing it through four times, but you sing it one time by yourself. Second time, altos join, and then the tenors will join, basses will join. And we're going to hear the soprano part, soprano melody. That's what we're mostly used to hearing. Sounds pretty. But it's going to sound a little bit better when you add the harmony with the alto, and tenor, and the bass. Again, if we don't pitch the song correctly, leaders, you're not going to get this sound. If you pitch the song way too high, sopranos won't be able to hit it, nor will the tenors. If you pitch it too low, bass is not going to get it, nor will the altos. We pitch the song where we need to put it, where the writer of the song, some writers have come back and said, well, I pitched it a little bit too high, they come back and have changed it a little bit. But for this right now, I want you to hear this. Again, I said a while ago, it's pretty to my ear, but that's not what we're doing this for, is to please me. You always got to keep in mind, this is all focused toward God, giving him the best we can give him. And when we do this, we're giving him the best we've got. And we want to keep improving and get better and better at what we're doing and serving him. Do, do. Okay, sopranos, you start. Come, let us all unite to sing.
Come, let us all unite to sing. Come, let us all unite to sing. Come, let us all.
noticed something, but there's something's happened to our singing, tempo-wise. We started dragging. And you know what? It's only one verse. We get by the time we get to the end of the song, it's going to sound like a dirge. It's going to sound like a funeral march. I mean, it's just going to be really dragging. So when I tell you to think four beats, don't be thinking of slowing down with those four beats. Keep the four beats moving. And maybe one thing, me not directing you is probably part of it too. I'm have my back turned to you, but I need to be, let me do it this way. And let's do this. Let's do this again. Let's keep that tempo moving throughout. That way we don't have delay. Do, mi, do.
Come, let us all unite to sing. God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises ring. God is love. Let every soul from sin away. Each in his heart sweet music play. And sing with us for Jesus' sake, for
seven tones taken in order, successive order, in eight tones if you count the octave. Do, do, that's called an octave. The C major scale, someone have a pitch fight, guys, over here, just or app on your phone or whatever, just give me a C, if you would, please. Do, sing the scale with me, okay? Do, re, mi, fa,
sol, la, si, do.
All right, come down. Do, ti, la, sol,
fa, mi,
re, do. The foundation of all of our music, all of our songs are based upon the scale, those notes right there. See how well you do with this. I'm going to see how well you can kind of jump around. Let's sing. Do, re, mi,
fa, sol, la, si, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Mi, sol, do, sol, do, sol, mi, sol, do, sol, mi, do, sol.
Sing any song in the hymn book when you're able to do that, to jump from inner to, and you don't even need an instrument to do that. It's just, you can hear those intervals, and that's what you like to do. By the way, the workbooks came in, and they are available. If you want to purchase one, it's fine. If you want to just borrow it and use it, just don't write in it, and I'll take it home with me. But they're up here on the front pew. But most everything I've got, I'm showing, is in the workbooks. So some people say, I'd like to have this whenever I leave, or after I leave, and work on it. Here's an exercise that I grew up on that my dad had in his early booklets that he made. But do it with me if you would, please. Do, re, do, re, do, re, mi. Now let's go to When My Love to Christ Grows Weak. Let's look at, this is in the same key, the key of C, but let's look at the soprano notes first. Do, let me have another C, we might have flat it. Do. Yeah, we flat it. Do. All right, everybody on these notes here? Do, mi, 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 fa, fa, fa. Tenor singing, that was pretty monotonous, wasn't it? When they were by themselves. That all the way across that line, one note. But just that one note that they're hitting all the way across there, blending in with the other voices, just kind of fills in the gaps, doesn't it? Beautiful. It's beautiful. Again, we know what our aim and goal is to please God in what we're doing, to give Him the glory in what we're doing. But we're going to benefit from it. Think how edified you are and lifted up. We benefit from this. And so I think about those people that I invite to come to our worship assembly who've never, ever in their life heard anything like this. And how many people have you heard tell you, you go to a funeral and they hear a cappella singing and they say, I didn't know that could even be done. I mean, it's just unbelievable because they're so used to hearing an instrument over powering really most of the time, but we're using our voices that God gave us, and we must use them. And I'm going to talk about that on Sunday morning in our Bible class, that talk about the heart. And we're not talking about the blood pumping organ in our bodies. We're talking about the part that we think and reason with. But anyway, we'll talk more about that as we go along. Very good. Now let's go through this scale using a beat pattern. If you want to use your hand to beat the pattern with this, it'd be fine. Let's go up to the top here and just give me about a D. No, just a D. Do. Okay, these are whole notes. We're going to give them four beats, every one of them. Do, re, mi, fa. Two, three, four. Three, four. Two, three, four. Cut. Good. We did it four beats because it says at the top, four beats per measure. Someone asked me last night, what's the bottom number? It's referring to the notes that are there. Quarter notes, for example, here. Each quarter note gets a beat. What do we have when we put four quarters together? We have a whole, don't we? So you'll see that more in one of the others coming up. Now look at 3/4 time. We got three beats per measure, and we beat it with the three beat pattern. Again, this up here moving our hand is very important. Keeps us moving and not dragging us off. That's why we beat the pattern here. Let's do three beats now. Do, re, mi, two, three, one, two, three, one, three, one. One, two, three, one, two, three. Let's go to 2/4, two beats per measure. Each quarter note gets a beat. What's two quarters equals a half? But we're singing half notes here. Two beat pattern. Do, re, mi. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, cut. Now look at this 4/4 here. We're back to 4/4. Four beats per measure, each quarter note gets a beat. Each one of these are quarter notes. So we're going to give each one a beat. Go up and come down. But I'm going to use the beat pattern so I don't get lost. Do, re, mi, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, re, do. Okay, just don't hold it so long. Just give it one beat. Do, re, mi,
sol, la, ti,
do, ti, la. Good, 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 good. Now, eighth notes. Here's this with one and two and three and four and. Let's go. Do, do, re, re, mi, mi, fa, fa. Do, do, ti, ti, la, la. Those are eighth notes with the flag on it. What about two flags? 16th notes. One A-N-D, two A-N-D, three A-N-D, four A-N-D. If you learn to count that, then you can go do, 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 re, 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 re. Y'all ready? Do, 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 re, 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 me, 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 fa, 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 fa. Oh, boy, that's too many do's. All right, but you get the idea. I'm glad that we don't have a song with all 16th notes or a song with all whole notes. But we do have songs like we had last night. We did this one. What a song. Two starts off with two 16th notes. It's what a song of delight. You get off of that really, really quick. But then I found another one this afternoon, Above the Bright Blue. Same way. There's a beaut, there's a beaut, there's a beaut. You don't go, there's a beautiful, but there's a beautiful place called heaven. Let's do that. Do, so me. There's a beautiful place called heaven. It is hidden above the bright blue, where the good who from earth eyes are riven, live in love and eternity through. Above the bright blue, the beautiful blue, Jesus is waiting for me and for you. Heaven is there. Beautiful city of light. See right there? Beautiful city. It's a 16th note of light. Again, I know old songs that we've been singing for many, many years. We kind of learn them wrong, and we continue singing them wrong. But that's okay. If it's a new song that I'm teaching you, I want you to learn it correctly. But we learned a lot of songs incorrectly. So I did. I've had people come up to me as I was growing up saying, you're not singing that correctly. And it kind of bothers you when somebody does that. But when you look down, you say, yeah, no, that person's right. But like I showed y'all last night, I'm not going to come back and try to change people on something that they've learned a certain way. Because, again, it's not just about the notes. Again, it's about what we're singing and that we're glorifying God and what we're doing. I've learned a lot, and that's one thing I've learned through the years. It's not so much about getting the voice in tune as it is getting the heart in tune. But I really believe that you get the heart in tune, you'll want to do your best in getting your voice in tune. And I think some songwriters wish they'd gone, could go back and change the song the way people have learned it, because it makes more sense, maybe. And my wife Vicky has a wonderful alto voice, and my dad would sometimes, he would run songs by her. Say, Vicky, what do you think? And if she said, RJ, I don't like that, the way that sounds, or I don't like what, and he'd change it a lot of times because he knew Vicky had a good ear. And he would always talk about how Vicky had this wonderful voice. And one night he and I were at the Cottonwood singing in Houston, and there were about 1,200 people there that night. And he and I were sitting up on the front row, and he leaned over to me and he said, I hear an alto behind me that I think got Vicky beat. That I just, there's somebody behind me a few pews back that just, I think it can outdo Vicky on alto. We got to the break, he turned around, and it was Vicky. And he thought, oh, he wanted to find somebody that could just maybe top her. But anyway, she's got a great voice, alto voice, and it just blends very, very well. Doesn't stand out to the point that it's offensive to people, to their ear. But I know that songwriters, having lived in the household of one, he was very attentive to the things that we would offer to him in changing something. And not all songwriters that way. They kind of leave it the way they want it. And that can be okay most of the time. Okay. Getting the correct pitch. Let me show you something about the scale. We've been singing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Here's the C major scale. But what makes a scale like this, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. I can go to a keyboard and go to middle C, and I hit every white key without hitting any black keys. That's your C major scale. You get into another key of F, you're going to have a note in there, it's a black key. And you get into the key of B flat, you're going to have a couple of black keys you're hitting. It's got two flats in it. Let me just show you something. Between mi and fa, it's a half step. But again, going back to a keyboard, if I hit a white key and a white key, that's a full step. Do, re. But if I hit that black key in between the two white keys, it's do, di, re. But all the way up that keyboard are half step increments. Da, 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 da. But between mi and fa, it's you know where you look on a keyboard, you have two white keys together? That's E and F, that's mi and fa. And then you go up there to the top of that scale, there's two white keys, it's B and C. It's a half step, that's ti do in the key of C. So look right here. We could count it. We could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti do. So I put in red here, there's a half step between mi and fa and ti and do. That's what determines a major scale. I'm not going to get into the minor scales, but just want you to see that. Again, here's our lines and spaces for the treble staff. E, G, B, D, F, F, A, C, E. But now look where do moved. In another key, for example, a key of F, here's it up on space F. So we got to still have a half step between mi and fa and between ti and do. That's what a major scale is all about. So we put in this, F, G, A, B flat. Now what does a flat do? It lowers the tone by a half step. So instead of a B right there, you have to come back to a black key on that keyboard and hit that B flat to make it a half step between me and fa. Then you get to the top here, T do is E and F, those two white keys together. So that's what determines a major scale, is a half step between me and fa and T and do. Now we move it to another position on the staff. It's the key of G. Between me and fa, it's got to be a half step. Between T and do, it's got to be a half step. Here's our G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp. Now, what does the sharp do? Just the opposite, raises a half step. But why is that done? To keep this a major scale between T and do. And there we have it. See, it's a lot easier to sing these singing names when you have one syllable. But if you're trying to sing a song and throw in these flats and sharps, it's going to be very, very difficult to do. That's why we have this method that was invented or came about around the 11th century. Not shape notes, singing names of do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Shape notes came along much, much later. Just wanted you to see that, and that's all I'll say about it. I won't talk about that anymore. But I want you to notice that on page 13 of the workbook, here's the key of C. All right, just sing the letters. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. All right, the song There's a Fountain is in the key of C, and there's our starting note. Do, there is a fountain filled with blood. All right, and then I want to show you this too. Here's that note right here in the scale. See where I have the burst right there? Let's go to the next song. To Christ Be True is in the key of C, but our starting note for sopranos and song leaders is on a Mi. But we've got to get that C. Do, where is it on the scale? Do, re, mi. To Christ be Lord, and be true, his banner be unfurled. Let me do some more. You'll get the hang of it here in a minute. Here's a song that starts on a sol for the sopranos and song leaders. Do, and right there. Now where is it on the scale? Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Then we get to a song like Wonderful Story of Love. Here's our starting note for song leaders and soprano. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, ti, do. Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. I've seen your glory. It's in the key of C. So here we go. Do. There's the basses and alto. Where's sopranos? Where's your pitch? Do. Mi. Second verse, I have seen. Now, do is in a different place. Like I said last evening, think about a football. No one knows where to line up on a football field until you put the ball on the field. No one knows where to line up singing till we put a do down. Got to get that do. Everything is relative to do. If we're in a key of C, do, what's a mi going to sound like? Mi, what's a sol going to sound like? Okay, we move the ball down the field, put do on F. Do, what's a mi going to sound like? Mi, what's a sol going to sound like? I won't ask you for a high do. Okay, I didn't ask for that. Okay, but anyway, it's all relative to do. All right, now let's look at is it for me? Starting note right there is for sopranos and song leaders is this. Do. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? Who at my door is standing? Here's a starting note. Where's it on the scale? Do, re, mi. Who at my door is standing? Patiently drawing near. Work for the night is coming. Look where it is. It's up there. Where is it on the scale? Right there. So we can go right to it. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Work for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Deep the Father's love is in the key of F. Do, do, so, alto, do, mi, do. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast
beyond all measure.
What I'm doing with those fermatas, those bird's eyes. Do, mi, do, fa, searing loss, searing loss. It's on the third beat right there. I'm leaving enough room where I can cut it off and then sweep up to the Father. How great the pain of searing loss. See, you got to have a cutoff so we don't keep carrying it on. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man up on the cross, my sin upon the scoffers. It was Why there's not a fermata right there. We sort of made one, didn't we? That's okay. I mean, the song is not one that we're in a hurry. And I think we are singing with more emotion. And again, sometimes I tell song leaders, you can kind of break away from the beat pattern. Just don't stay away too long from it. But you always want to keep a beat where people can feel what? Feel the rhythm. Feel the beats of the song. Well, I have a lot more of these, and I'll cover them in the morning at 9 o'clock when we get with the men and boys. But let me just, there are just quite a few of these. Have y'all done this? Just as I am, I come broken. Okay, I've heard about four. I mean, I heard one arrangement. I wasn't too wild about it. It was a train wreck. I'm glad I wasn't leading it that night. But it had a key change in it, and it just did not go well. Now, we have to be real careful. When we hear songs on YouTube by some group that's really trained, and I mean it sounds beautiful, and you want to bring that into your congregation and lead it, wait on leading it till you know it really well. Because if you do lead it, it's probably going to end up a train wreck, and then elders might say, no more, we won't have that song led anymore here. I've run into that in places. So work on the song and before you introduce it in the assembly. I think it's just a good idea to do that. Just as I am, I come broken. And then we'll close out. Now this here, I don't know if y'all have done this or not, but we get to the last verse. Just as I am, sopranos are singing for one phrase, joined by the altos on the second phrase, joined by the tenors on the third phrase, on the fourth the basses come in. Start to say on the fourth verse the men come in, but that would not be good what it'd say. The men come in on the fourth verse. Tenors, sorry. Okay. So anyway, be ready for that. You may not have heard that. First time I heard it was in Arkansas, and I really liked the way that it was arranged. And then we did a little bit more tweaking on it. Do, so mi do. Just as I am without one plea, but come to thee, O Y'all remember this song, Sound of the Battle Cry? All right, you're going to hear it now. Okay. I forgot about that one being up there. Key of B flat, great, great song. Well, you'll see. Great lyrics for this song. It's one you want to stand up right now, please, and sing. All right, this would be better for us to stand. Do, so, mi alto, do, so, do, so. Sound the bell, sing the chorus, and pray the sacred hymn for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Bear your cross upon your holy word. Rousing soldiers, I've got the banner ready, steady, that's the word of the law. Onward, forward, child. Advance the slides all the way to do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in the name of the Lord. If you will just go ahead and advance that. Well, let me ask, are any questions at all while they're doing that? Any questions? We're going to meet again tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. And then, of course, in the morning at 9 with the song leaders. And so if you have any questions, let me know. And I hear a few of them during the day, and I hope I've covered those tonight. And I've kind of learned, rather than doing too much talking, explaining it, I prefer showing you as we sing together. I think the more and more we sing together in this type of setting, to me, explains things a lot better, and leading. I don't know. I thought about something a while ago that I was going to point out to the song leaders. When you get off on your beat pattern, what do you think you should do, fellas? Just drop your hand and just leave it down. Don't ever do that. Don't abandon those you're leading. They're looking to you to lead them. Just do this until you find a measure bar. And then you get back to your beat pattern. I got off of my beat pattern. Did y'all notice that? I'm glad you didn't. But even if you did, I just did this until I got to the next measure bar and got back to, I don't know, I was thinking 3-beat instead of 4-beat. And so it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We're going to make some mistakes, and most people are not even going to notice it. I'm not one for getting up and telling people that you found it. Oh, do all in the name of the Lord. I'm not one for getting up and saying, well, I'm going to lower this a half step, or I'm going to raise it a half step. There's no need of telling anybody that. Just do it. And because most people are not going to notice. And on a Sunday morning when I'm leading and I'm not really warmed up too well, I there are no telling what I might do. But I'm going to maybe drop it, but I don't need to tell anybody. You know that most people don't even know what you're talking about when you talk about lowering a half step or raising it. Some people do, but not everyone, so you don't really need to do that. I just believe that we just need to do what we're there for, and that's to lead, and to lead God's people in worship. Okay. We've been extending the invitation each night. Never know who's going to be in the audience. Someone may respond to the invitation. to the Lord's invitation. And there have been times when I brought a lesson with someone in mind, hoping that they'd respond to the Lord's invitation. And it just seemed like it went right over their head. At least I thought that. And then someone from over here and over here responds. And I know those people very well, and I'm wondering, they felt the need to respond? They seem to me to have it all together. But you know what? We don't know what's going on in people's lives a lot of times, what they're struggling with. And we just never know. But we know that the Lord extends his invitation 24/7. I probably have gotten more calls in the middle of the night, somebody wanting to obey the gospel, than I have people coming down at the end of a sermon, a lesson. Because they went home and were thinking about their life and their condition and knew they needed to do something about it. And I there's nothing that thrills me any more than that phone call that comes whatever hour of the night when it's somebody who wants to get their life right with God. I had some other things to say, but I think that's enough. There's someone here tonight that wants to do that. Why should we delay any longer? Do all in the name of the Lord. Don't live for anyone else but him. And if you're outside of Christ, you're serving the adversary. And that's not good. So if you need to respond tonight, and you haven't obeyed the gospel, you do need to respond tonight. While you have opportunity, while we stand and sing. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in the name of prayer or creed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all that you say, do all in the name of the Lord. In word or deed, as God decreed, do all in the name of the Lord.
Admire Tim for several reasons, just a voice holding up. I know he's had a long day of singing and teaching, and having his voice hold up, God's blessed him with that, and we're thankful. I want to remind the men to be back at 9 o'clock in the morning, go from 9 to 11:30 or so, those men who would be interested in being song leaders, especially at Eastside. Let me take another minute and tell you a bit of a story. Tim's dad was maybe the best song leader I ever saw in my life, and I don't know what Tim's estimate of him is, but that's about mine. My dad was at the other end of the totem pole. He could carry a tune, but he'd have to have a pretty big bucket, usually. My dad was years ago going with several men to have service in a prison. They were going to teach and sing and pray, and they were all together in a station wagon heading out to a prison in Utah at the time, and they were trying to get what they were going to do kind of organized. Well, what are we going to give? Who's going to give the talk, and who's going to lead the prayer, and who's going to lead the songs? And they had a bunch of songbooks in the station wagon with them, but they got looking around each other, and well, I can't lead. And somebody turned to my dad and said, "Well, can you lead?" And he said, "Well, only in case of emergency," and. One of the guys said, "Here's a songbook, pick them out, you know." You never know when you might need to have that ability. And you would honor God by training yourself to have that ability, even if you never lead all the time in a worship assembly or something, just to have the ability to lead some singing. in a family setting, in a home setting, in a prison sometime, you never know. And so it's valuable, valuable to be able to have that. And we encourage you to come tomorrow, guys, to pick up some training along that line. Thank you for being here again. Come back tomorrow night at 7, then worship Sunday morning at 9 and 3 in the afternoon. We're going to ask Brother Bob brought us to lead us in a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed.
Our Holy Father in heaven, the great I am, from everlasting to everlasting, our only Lord and God, we pray that you'll be with us as we depart from here this evening. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us, and especially this evening we see the great blessing you've given us of song, and for providing us with voices, and especially with the heart to sing. Pray that you'll go with us now. Pray that you'll also bless all the leaders in the world, from the lowest to the highest, that you might have them realize that you are ultimately in charge of the whole world, that they are just here because you have allowed them to be. Pray that you'll keep them so that they'll help those who are under them, that they might continue to praise you and worship you. Pray that you'll go with us through all that we do, in Christ's name.